Section Introduction. I recently fixed 4 bugs in GStreamer's Shared Memory Subsystem, SHM Sync, SHM Source, the SHM Pipe Protocol, and GST SHM Allocator. Each bug is different, but they share a common theme: the contract between what the code promises and what the hardware or OS actually does. This post walks through each bug, how I found the root cause, and what general lessons they offer for anyone writing GStreamer elements, especially elements that manage hardware resources, shared memory, or cross-thread communication. The bugs, in order of subtlety. 1. The exit code bug, a race between shutdown and error reporting. 2. The hang bug, a wrong pointer and a use after free in the SHM pipe protocol. 3. The flaky test, a shutdown ordering problem that only manifests under load. 4. The page alignment bug, a mismatch between what the OS allocates and what GStreamer reports. Section, Bug 1, the exit code race. Issue, number 4487. Mr. 11109. Section, Symptom. Every pipeline using SHM sync exits with code 1 and an error message, even when it runs perfectly. Video plays fine. Data transfers correctly. But the exit code says error. CI pipelines fail. Monitoring tools restart containers. Section, Root cause. The SHM sync element has a pull thread that waits for client connections and buffer ACKs. When the element shuts down, gst_tim_sync_stop does 2 things. GST pull set flushing is documented in GStreamer's own source. This function ensures that current and future calls to GST pull wait will return -1. With erno set to ebusy. So the shutdown sequence is set a flag, then wake up the pull thread by making its wait return an error. The pull thread is supposed to see the flag and exit cleanly. But the pull thread checks things in the wrong order. The retry loop handles ENTR, signal interruption, but not ebusy, flushing. The ebusy return falls through to the error handler, which posts GST element error before checking self-stop. Section. Fix. Section, how I found it. The error message included erno, 16. Erno 16 is ebusy. I searched GStreamer's source for what returns ebusy and found GST pole set flushing, which is called by the shutdown path. The race was visible from reading the two functions side by side. Section, general lesson. When using a wake up and check pattern, always check the reason for wake up before treating it as an error. This applies to any code that uses poll, select, condition variables, or event loops with a shutdown flag. The flag and the wake-up mechanism are separate. The handler must check both. In GStreamer specifically, if your element has a background thread that calls GST poll wait, always check for the flushing/stop condition before posting errors. Ebusy from GST poll wait is not an error. It's a designed shutdown mechanism. Section, Bug 2. The hang, wrong pointer plus use after free. Issue, number 4346. Original MR. 8766, by at Thunderspin Extreme. Section, Symptom. SHM sync hangs indefinitely when shared memory fills up. If the consumer, SHM source, doesn't pull data fast enough, the producer blocks forever and never recovers, even after the consumer starts reading again. Section, Root cause. 2 bugs in the same function, sp_client_ref_finish, in shmpipe.c. Bug 1, wrong pointer. The loop finds the correct shm_area for the buffer, but line 767 uses self-sm_area-yd, the head of the linked list, not the area we found. When there are multiple shm areas, which happens when the pool grows, the ACK goes to the wrong area. The producer thinks the wrong area's buffer was freed, the actual area's buffer is never freed, and the producer blocks waiting for space that will never be reclaimed. Bug 2, use after free. sp_info_dec decrements the use count and frees the area if it drops to 0. But send_command on the next line reads shm_area-id from memory that may have just been freed. Section, fix. Save the area ID before decrementing and use the correct variable. There's also a third part, removing the fallback in GST SHM sync.c that allocates system memory when SHM is full. This fallback means the buffer isn't actually in shared memory, which breaks the protocol. The consumer expects to find the data in the shared region. Section, how I found it. The original contributor at Thunderspin Extreme found the wrong pointer bug by implementing a cleanroom version of the SHM protocol and noticing the ACK went to the wrong area. I reproduced the hang video test source. SHM sync SHM size equals 22500 sync equals true. No consumer, wait 4 seconds, producer blocks, then verified the fix resolves it. Section, general lesson. After calling a function that may free a resource, never access that resource again. This is a classic use after free pattern. The fix is always the same. Save any values you need before the call that may free. Use the variable you computed, not a convenient alternative. The code found the right SHM underscore area via a loop, then ignored it and used self-SHM underscore area, the list head, because it was shorter to type. In linked list code, the head is almost never the node you want. Section, bug 3, the flaky test. Issue, number 790. Mr. 11126. Section, symptom. The test underscore m underscore live test intermittently times out in CI. Sometimes it passes, sometimes it hangs for 20 plus seconds until the test framework kills it. Section, root cause. Problem 1, shutdown ordering. The test stops the producer before the consumer. If SHM is full when the producer tries to stop, the poll thread blocks waiting for buffers to be freed. But the consumer hasn't been stopped yet, and the consumer is the only thing that can free the buffers by sending ACKs. Deadlock. Problem 2, unbounded wait. The test waits for the consumer to pre-roll with no timeout. GST clock time none means wait forever. If the producer fills SHM and blocks before the consumer connects, the consumer has nothing to pre-roll with. Neither side can make progress. Section, fix. Section, how I found it. The timeout report said line 219, which is GST underscore element underscore set underscore state, producer, GST state null. The producer blocks during shutdown. Combined with knowledge of bug 2, SHM can fill up and block the poll thread. The shutdown ordering issue was obvious. Section, general lesson. In tests that involve producer/consumer pairs, always stop the consumer first. The consumer holds references to shared resources. If the producer tries to shut down while those resources are held, it may block waiting for them to be released. Never use infinite timeouts in tests. GST clock time none, infinite, minus 1. These turn intermittent bugs into permanent CI hangs. Always use a bounded timeout, even if it's generous, 5 to 10 seconds. A test that fails with timeout is better than a test that hangs the CI runner for 10 minutes. Section, bug 4, the page alignment mismatch. Issue, number 4406. Mr. 11118. Section, symptom. GSTSHM allocator reports a max size smaller than the actual usable memory region. For a 100-byte allocation, max size is 107, but the OS actually mapped 4,096 bytes, one page. Section, root cause. When you call memfdcreate plus ftruncate fd 107 plus mmap, the OS rounds up to the page boundary. The mapped region is 4,096 bytes, not 107. But gstmemory.maxsize is set to 107, so GStreamer thinks only 107 bytes are usable. Section, fix. Round maxsize up to the page size so it reflects reality. Section, how I found it. The issue description pointed directly to the problem. Verification was a test program that allocates SHM at various sizes and compares mem-maxsize to the page ceiling. Section, general lesson. When wrapping OS resources in a higher-level API, make sure the metadata matches what the OS actually provides. The OS allocated a full page. The API said only 107 bytes were available. This mismatch means users can't use memory they've already paid for. This pattern applies beyond shared memory. GPU buffer allocation. Actual stride versus reported stride, DMA buff sizes, and map regions. Anywhere the kernel rounds up, but your metadata doesn't. Section, what these bugs have in common. Section, 1, they're all at boundaries. Every bug is at the boundary between two systems. Bug 1, between the shutdown mechanism and the error handler. Bug 2, between the linked list manager and the command sender. Bug 3, between the producer lifecycle and the consumer lifecycle. Bug 4, between the OS memory allocator and the GStreamer memory abstraction. Most bugs live at interfaces. The code inside each component is usually fine. It's the handoff between components that fails. Section 2. They're all about contracts. Each bug is a violation of an implicit contract. If the poll returns an error, something went wrong. Actually, ebusy means shutdown. Self-asynchronous-area-guid is the area we're working with. Actually, it's the list head. Stopping the producer first is fine. Actually, the consumer holds resources. Maxizize bytes are available. Actually, the OS gave us more. The contracts were never written down. They existed in the head of the original author and were violated by someone who didn't know them. Section 3. They're all invisible in unit tests. None of these bugs would be caught by a test that exercises the happy path. They require a specific shutdown timing, bug 1. Multiple SHM areas, which only happens under memory pressure, bug 2. A race between producer filling SHM and consumer connecting, bug 3. Comparing reported size against actual mapped size, bug 4. Happy path tests are necessary, but not sufficient. You also need shutdown tests. Does it exit cleanly? Stress tests. Does it work under load? Resource exhaustion tests. What happens when memory slash FD slash buffers run out? Contract tests. Does the metadata match reality? Section. How to find these bugs. Section. Read the error messages literally. Bug 1 gave us ERNO 16. I looked up what ERNO 16 means, ebusy. Then searched the codebase for what returns ebusy. The bug was 3 grep commands away from the symptom. Section. Trace the resource lifecycle. Bug 2 involves a linked list of SHM areas. I traced who creates areas, who frees them, who reads their IDs, and in what order. The use after free was visible from the ordering. Free first, read second. Section. Reproduce before fixing. For every bug, I wrote a minimal reproduction case before writing the fix. For the hang, video test source. SHM sync SHM size equals 22500 sync equals true with no consumer. For the exit code, any SHM sync pipeline. For the page alignment, a test program that compares maxizize to sysconf underscore s underscore pagesize. If you can't reproduce it, you can't prove the fix works. Section, use sanitizers, but know their limits. Address sanitizer caught nothing on bug 1, logic error, not memory error. Thread sanitizer flagged the data race on self-stop in bug 1, confirming the race exists. Neither sanitizer would catch bug 4. The page alignment mismatch is semantically wrong, but not a memory error. Sanitizers are powerful for memory bugs, bug 2's use after free, but useless for logic bugs and contract violations. You still need to read the code and think. Section, how to avoid these bugs in GStreamer elements. 1. If your element has a background thread, handle flushing as a first-class shutdown path. Check self-stop or gs_fizz_flushing before treating poll/wait errors as fatal. 2. In linked list code, never use the list head when you mean a specific node. Name your variables clearly, found underscore area versus self-shm underscore area. 3. Save values before calling functions that may free the containing struct. If dec, might free the object, read everything you need from it first. 4. In tests, stop consumers before producers. Consumers hold references to shared resources. Stopping the producer first can deadlock if those resources need to be released for shutdown to proceed. 5. Never use infinite timeouts in tests. Use 5*GST second or similar. A bounded timeout turns a hang into a clear failure. 6. When wrapping OS resources, verify that your metadata matches what the OS actually provides. Allocate, then measure. Don't assume. Section, links. 11109, SHM sync exit code fix. 11118, SHM allocator page size. 11126, flaky test fix. 8766, SHM sync hang fix, original analysis by a Thunderspin Extreme. GSTNVMMC++, our GStreamer plugin for Jetson Zero Copy Video, where we first encountered many of these patterns. Fixing a GStreamer bug, YSHM Sync always exits with code 1. Zero copy video on Jetson, building GST NVM MC++, and contributing to GStreamer and Video Pipeline Consulting.